Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Now, I heard that sounded like they were booing Ohtani. I had heard people were cheering for Ohtani.
That definitely sounded like boos,
yeah,
from the audio we just played.
Now, I had heard that there were Guardians fans cheering Ohtani, is what was said to me. That was before the show. Now, Owen, you were there.
I was.
All right, what'd you hear?
I heard boos and cheers, Ken. There was not as many as like when the Yankees come to town or even the Red Sox, but there was a lot of people wearing Dodgers stuff.
Yeah.
There was free jersey giveaway, so I saw people with Dodger hats and wearing the jersey giveaway jersey.
So let me ask you this, because now I'm curious to both things. One, I didn't know why you'd cheer him if you're a Guardians fan. But two, why'd you boo him if he were up there to the plate? Because that was the first at bat.
I understand the cheers. I don't understand the boos. For the home run?
Well, he's the leadoff hitter.
Yes.
And when Matt Underwood, in that clip you played, when Underwood's like introducing him, like there's booing going on.
Yeah.
So it's before he's hit the home run. Is he a villain of any sort?
I don't know. I mean, we took Toby, and it was, look at their top four in their lineup. It's pretty incredible. And I wanted to make sure that we just buy the standing room pass. So I wanted to make sure we had view to see that top four in the order, because it's a pretty great lineup. And to be able to say, to have the kids see somebody who people compare to Babe Ruth, right?
Awesome.
Like, hey, we want to see this. And then, of course, he delivered on that first pitch. There was a lot of cheering for him. I'm trying to think of what was going on. There wasn't a reason to be booing, really. And it sounded louder in that clip than I remember it sounding being in the stadium yesterday.
I mean, they're starting the first four hitters. And Will Smith hit a home run, too. I mean, you got Betts, you got Freddie Freeman, you got Teoscar Hernandez, and then you have, I mean, Will Smith hits fifth, and he hits a home run. It's obviously one of the great teams that's been assembled.
That's one of the few teams I actually knew every single guy you just said.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I don't think there's anybody else.
Then that's good.
Other than the teams we play.
My kids know them, and even my boys that don't play baseball, that don't really care about baseball, know who Mookie Betts and Shohei are.
And, of course, Freddie Freeman, that whole rigmarole that he had with the Braves.
But you said villain, and whether, like, I did wonder because of their payroll situation. Of course, we've seen the Padres had a few years where their payroll was, you know, insanity. It's still pretty high, right? And the Dodgers, what they did this offseason coming into this year after the World Series last year, you know, you would think that would fit the profile of a team you would absolutely despise, because growing up, I despised the Yankees so much because of all those, quote, advantages. And now the advantages the Dodgers have blow out of the water. The advantages that when I was young, I thought the Yankees had. Like, it's actually pretty incredible.
Well,
I mean,
also,
in the mid-90s, we had one of the largest payrolls.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, it's true. They were number two. I think at the end of the 97 or 98 season, the Indians were number two. But the Yankees have decided to cut their payroll to some degree.
And we had seen the Red Sox do the same over the last 5 years.
Yes. Now, the Red Sox, I think, took a more abrupt turn, but somebody might be able to correct me on that. I mean, Hal Steinbrenner kind of made a concerted effort to kind of pull back the strings a little bit. The Dodgers are the only ones. Well, excuse me. The Dodgers and the Mets are the two that are like just going hog wild. And not everything's great with, I mean, 15 years and almost $800 million for Juan Soto. And now there's, I don't know. I just think it's early in every New York Mets career that they're going to be met with strong criticism. So I'm kind of waiting. I mean, Francisco Lindor, people are questioning whether or not he loves baseball. Now he's Mr. New York and doing fashion shows and all that other stuff
had
over
there. Had a walk-off yesterday,
yeah,
right?
Had a walk-off yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. And then, you know, Juan Soto started off and it's become an ugly thing and there's rumor and innuendo. And it's just like, ah, they it's almost like they have to settle into being a Met for the rest of their life when they get signed to the New York Mets. But I didn't realize. So I wanted to know, because at first I'm going, well, the people were cheering. And I was like, I can understand the respect of Shohei Ohtani and respecting him. I couldn't understand cheering open as a Guardians fan. If there were people in Yankees Ohtani or Dodgers Ohtani jerseys, okay, fine. But if you were a Guardians fan, were you cheering Ohtani? I wanted to know the psyche into that, because you've brought this up before. When you go see, like when Owen says, I'm taking my kids, we're going to go see the great Ohtani, and him hit, this is a big moment. Because hey, I remember seeing Bryce Harper when he was with the Nationals, well, and all that other stuff. I'll never forget some of these
and
games.
And we actually, we went and saw him when the Angels came before, and they had Ohtani and Trout playing, but it wasn't like, it seems like a different animal with him with the Dodgers now, because of the contract, and they're coming off the World Series.
Actually,
and all
good.
That stuff. Yeah,
yeah, it's almost like he's not. It's almost like the Angels would lose in spite of he and Mike Trout. Now it's different. This team actually wins. But like I didn't understand, because you had brought up before, when you go to a game, since there's so many games of baseball, you don't remember where I'm going with this, do you? You said it's okay to root for a great player to hit a home run while you're there.
Yeah, baseball always felt very different from the other sports. Like, I remember when I was young and I was doing those basketball college ID nights and getting in for nothing and be able to sit close. It was always Allen Iverson just destroying the Cavs. But because we were bad and Allen Iverson was a phenomenon at that time, I was like, all right, he scored 40. It's pretty cool. All the highlights are going to be on SportsCenter.
That's kind of fair.
Like, we're not that good anyway. And it's not that I wanted Allen Iverson to do that, but I appreciated the greatness while I was watching it. And for Shohei, I mean, that's what that is, right? That's
kind of. There's also he can have his home run to lead off the game. That's great. Like, it's one run.
Yeah, right.
We should be able to overcome one run.
We should. I can understand. You know what? This is why there's no black and white here. This is a big gray area. Allen Iverson scoring 40 against I'm imagining a tanking Cavs team at that time.
They were not good.
Okay, they were at least not good. A real bad Cavs team, I could understand. The Guardians aren't bad. Like, I kind of had it back and forth with, not with you over the weekend, but I was just kind of kicking around emotions. Like, I'm not thinking about, and this is something we'll probably get into deeper, about the Guardians, quote-unquote, saving their season over the weekend with 3 out of 4 against the Tigers. Of course, they lose that last game, and then they lose yesterday against the Dodgers. So in the division, they're kind of right back where they started. However, they're still in second place, but they're a game up right now in the wild card, so that's kind of what matters. And yes, I know it's May 27th, and I'm paying attention to the standings, which is probably way too soon for everybody. But I'm thinking about their own season. But cheering, wanting to see if they were bad, if the Gardos were bad and they had been bad, I could understand a little bit better. I don't think they should openly boo Ohtani. The Dodgers are not a rival. Ohtani is not a rival. I don't see him as a villain. Booing him seems a little much. I think that there's a proper amount of respect for him as a player that should be given.
True.
But I don't know if I...
Okay, not all booing's created equal, though. There are guys you boo that you absolutely despise. And then there's the gamesmanship booing. When a fabled guy comes in. I remember...
Think of this.
So there was yesterday during the announcement of the starting lineups, there was a lot of cheers and some booms, and those were the gamesmanship boos more than anytime a former Astros player gets announced over there, like Bregman, or sorry, not Bregman. It slipped my mind now. I don't even remember who was here a couple weeks ago, but they still boo him. And that was in 2017, I believe, that they did the cheating scandal, right?
Well, I went to the Astros game and he was in the lineup and they were booing him every time. But other guys, they weren't booing, but they were still booing him. And then I had to explain to Axel why they were booing him.
Yeah.
And boy, that was a tour de force unlike anything I ever had to deal with there. I'd rather talk about the birds and the bees than had to go through all that. Well, now, when you first said that a couple years ago, because I don't know if we ever brought it to the air. I don't think we ever did. When you first said that to me, I like scrolled it away for a rainy day. And I thought I would be very upset with you. However, is Owen not going to talk about the time he saw Shohei Ohtani hit a home run it's with his son?
To lead off the game.
To lead off the game.
You saw one of the great, maybe the greatest baseball player in your lifetime hit a home run. That's way better than I watched the greatest baseball player in my lifetime go 0-for-4, 0-for-5 and strike out 3 times and had an uncharacteristically bad day. Because that's not as memorable.
Owen's right. It's the first pitch of the game. It's not a great omen for the rest of the game. But if it's the first hitter of the game, it's like, boy, you got 9 innings to go out there and get this straightened out. I would rather the Guardians win, and I know Owen would too and everybody else, but it's like, well, you did get to see Shohei Ohtani hit a run.
And we never
get
to see him.
Yes.
I mean, how many games can you remember?
Once every
Shohei coming in.
They come to town. Well, until last season, it could have been maybe you only see him once every like 4 years, right?
Now it's once every other year?
No, it's once every year now, but it's probably 3 or 4 games. It depends on who you're playing.
Do we play home and away with each team? Because I thought it was mixed
that last year.
Okay. Yeah. So, you only get to see him once a year.
That's why you only get like your AL Central opponents now. You go to Detroit twice. You used to go 3 times. You used to play those series like 5 times a year with your Central opponents. Now you're only playing 4.
Yeah. Well, hell. See, I didn't know if you could cheer for a guy like that.
Well, now it sounds like I was rooting for him to hit a home run.
No, so, I didn't think it sounded like that. I know this is just awkward for all of us.
Can I tell
you,
I was kind of rooting for him to hit a home run?
Can't be a grand slam. You can't root for a grand slam.
No, it was the perfect home run. It starts the game. It'll be memorable. We got there early to see it, and we saw it. And then the Guardians are supposed to come win the game 6-1, and they did not do that. They lost.
I don't know if you cheer for him to hit a home run. Or even hope. But would you be upset if you saw it? You wouldn't be upset.
I'm definitely not going to stand up and cheer. But no. I imagine, too, like my
kid. I didn't go, there it was. We got it.
But you did get to see.
But we saw it.
You did get to see that dude look great, epitomize greatness with your kid that you want to get into baseball. Or he's into baseball.
My one kid who's really into baseball got to see. It goes back to we're losing the sport, right? It's not the national pastime.
Now we're getting deep. I like this.
You're losing the sport for the youth who would rather play flag football 12 months out of the year or 8 months out of the year that they're not playing tackle and only doing one sport at 11 years old. I want him to see a sport that he loves to do, and he loves a lot of the sports that he plays equally, but the sport that he really loves right now, because that's the season we're
in. Fair point.
He got to see the best guy in the game doing it, do it in front of him.
How can you hate it? How can you hate it? As big of a fan as anybody might be, how can you hate it? I don't think you can. I wanted to fight. Now I can't fight. It's a good point.
And then we got ice cream.
You guys get ice cream or Dippin' Dots? I know it's technically the same thing, but you get what I'm saying.
No, when it was 6-2, we went and got ice cream.
Boy, when you get those Dippin' Dots in you.
Not in the ballpark.
I did not realize. First time I ever saw Dippin' Dots, I was like, what is this? And then I actually tried them in the mouthfeel. Oh, my God, the mouthfeel of the Dippin' Dots. Oh, that's good stuff, buddy. That's great stuff. All right. Is it too early for me to look at the wild card? Is it too early for me to check standings? It's May 27th. I'm trying to get... Because Mitch and I were going back and forth a little bit about...
Yeah, you were.
He had brought up... Well, that was something else. But he had brought up... them comparing them to other, like, okay, you prove that you can play with these teams. I'm like, I'm not even worried about that right now. I'm worried about 29 and 24 and being in the first place of the wild card spot right now. Like, is that a little bit too early for me? Is that psychotic?
I don't think that's early. I also didn't think when Mitch said that, I'm like, man, that's like an NFL or NBA thing. Like, could we play with the Boston Celtics this year?
I think it's psychotic if at the end of the week they're a game out of the wild card. And you're going, I can't believe we've blown this wild. I think that's a little
scary. You're fretting it?
No, but I was worried going into last week because I'm like, man, you guys aren't playing that great. The pitching is still kind of up. Well, Gavin Williams, I don't know. It seems like Corey got some other people figured out. But
until the All-Star break, I think your attention has to be on the division more than the wild card.
We're 5 games out.
Well, that's what sucked. You had gotten all the way up there, and you had this great series against Detroit. And Ken texted the group the show thread. Everybody's busy. Ken didn't want to call, you know, and bother everybody. He's just like, hey, did you say save the season?
I was celebrating something else in life yesterday, to be honest with you. So, yeah. And you both know that is a reason to celebrate, so go right on ahead.
Yeah. I thought to myself, well, it was absolutely huge, but that was when they had won the first three of the series. And you're like, well, whatever happens tomorrow is just, I mean, you're going up against their ace, who, you know, we did hit a grand slam off of in the playoffs last year, or we took care of things. But then they go up against two of the better pitchers in baseball back to back. They lose both of those games. No shame in either of that, but you're right back down to five games.
Yeah, they could have come out of Detroit like nine games down.
I want to ask some of the people.
Yeah.
And then you go, yeah, well, now it's over.
I know it's the day after the big long weekend, but 216-474-0092. Is it too early for me to be checking standings? Is it too early for me to be watching standings? Everybody says, well, you know who your team is at Memorial Day. All right, well, we're the day past Memorial Day.
Not the Guardians.
I'm talking about a different team.
Is it too early for me to be watching
standings? But I'm checking the standings. Is it too early for me to do it? Mike in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing well, Mike. Go right on ahead.
So, Dippin' Dots. First time I ever had Dippin' Dots. My kids wanted them. I was irritated. And then I had them, and they were really good.
I know.
So I feel you on that. But with the standings, I don't think it's too early. But what concerns me is their runs against differential. I mean, no team has ever won anything when you don't score more points than your opponents overall or in general. So I think we need some hitting. We need to figure out the scoring. So I'll let you guys take it from
there. Well, you're not going to like hear what I'm about to say. I'm fighting for them to keep their head above water. But, Mike, I have zero, and I mean zero thought or faith that they're going to make any sort of a move at the trade deadline. Zero.
I don't think so either. And it's fun to watch them play and go to the games and eat Dippin' Dots. But at the end of it, you're like, man, you always feel like you're just a couple moves away from being truly relevant. And that's what kind of tears your heart out.
Yeah, that's October. What, and that when we start getting cussed out online by some of the hardcore fans, that's why I'm like, yeah, I can't really go back at you. And Mike, thank you very much for the call. Because when they hear, if I just tell them, hey, it's a good show, they're going to put on a good show for you. Like, there are people who they are Guardians first, they're baseball first, and they don't want to hear that. And I have to respect those feelings. Because I can tell you the truth and say, hey, don't cuss me out over the truth. And then they'll turn right back around and say, Tone, well, you should demand more. You should demand more out of the team. I go, I can demand more out of them. I know I shouldn't just be so afraid to become the Pirates or any one of these other teams. Like, the Pirates seem like a rudderless ship. But like some of the other ones out there, it's like, all right, Are you actually going to do something to jump forward here? Or are you going, well, you know, we got constraints. Well, why do we have constraints? Well, TV, no one wants to hear about that. So when I tell them that, hey, it's a good show, no one wants to hear it's a good show. You're either growing or you're dying. And I also know that, hey, if they're two games up in the wild card come late July, they're not going to make any moves. They're not going to make any moves. They will count David Fry as the move.
Yeah, David Fry.
As the additions.
Bieber.
That's what they'll do. And I know we've gotten used to that, and that's a sarcastic thing to say and even cynical, but it's the absolute truth. Because I knew going in, when we started hearing about the haircut they were going to take on the TV deal, I go, okay, this is our Twins year. When the Twins won the division 2 years ago, then they took the haircut, people were mad. I've talked about it several times previous. And I thought, this is our Twins year. So unless they go on some crazy torrid run, and even then they go, no, we feel really good about our team, I don't think they're going to make any moves. So it's just this team that, for if you are a competitive person.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Which most people listening are, they are not going to like hearing that, because you want to add to a team and strike while the iron's hot, and it's not going to happen. It's simply not going to happen.
Yeah, what are we? Are we a third of the way through almost of the season, and it feels like they don't have a real obvious identity right now. They really don't, unfortunately. And maybe that's, hey, it's not like they have a bad identity either. It's not like they've established a bunch of bad things. The defense seems like it is fallen off a cliff compared to where it was last year. But last year you had incredible defense, incredible relief pitching, and you certainly had enough starting pitching, something we always could rely on. This year, I don't know. What could you say about this team and, you know, where they're at right now, other than Jose's really good? And after that, what is...
Jose, no, it that's exactly what they
Kwan,
are.
It's, Kwan is great in leadoff, and that's it.
And I thought, and I got to tell you...
Yeah, they're five games above 500.
And it's a testament to how good Jose is, because you have a situation now where... And this is at least what it's been over the last couple of weeks. Now, maybe Todd Derry will say differently coming up at 7:40 this morning, one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast and Odyssey podcast. He'll join us this morning at 7:40, is where... You know, they talk about these guys pressing a little bit. Jose, I don't think he's dropped off even in the pressing. Now, I think he's been swinging at some pitches he wouldn't usually swing at to try to get something going offensively, but he's still obviously been really good. Stephen Kwan's been pressing a little bit. I think that now you have Lane Thomas back, it gives you a little bit more, even though he wasn't good defensively over the weekend, it gives you a little bit more comfort in that lineup, but there's a lot that they're trying to do. And it's almost like, man, if you don't get anything out of the top of the lineup, you're not going to get anything out of the rest of the lineup there.
Look at what they're doing in the two hole right now. I mean, Bo Naylor was batted second yesterday. Like, that's a guy who was the eighth or ninth batter for a season and a half, and now they've got him up there because they can't figure that spot out. And that's the spot right between the two guys that you depend on most. And if you go into it thinking we're an automatic out, or we're not going to at least have a guy on the base for Jose to push around to maybe try to score, it really hampers what you're trying to do offensively.
It does. No, it certainly does. But when I look at him, I said, you know, this is, if you're looking for an identity, I think the identity is it's Jose's team and there's not really much else that they can do. Starting rotation, I think, is still concerning. Ben Lively, I feel bad about that because he's at an age right now where I don't know if, I mean, God bless him. He was great with us, and I hope he comes back and he's strong. But, I mean, that's a 12 to 16-month recovery. They wrote it down themselves. I mean, you're looking at a guy in his early to mid-30s. Like, that's going to be a difficult road back for Ben Lively. And we do wish him well and hopefully a speedy recovery that it can actually come back to pitching in baseball. But I look at the rest of it, and I say, gosh, I don't know exactly what the identity of the team is. Last year, I think it was youth. I think it was new manager. Trying to find your own way, trying to keep things going the way they were, or trying to make a change but keep that same level of success. Now all that's off. So now there's an expectation, but you've taken away from the roster because you've had to. And I think there's new guys that are there that not a lot of people have a lot of faith in yet. And so when you look at them, you go, okay, let's just try to keep our heads above water. But even then, gosh, I hate to tell you this right now. I wish I had a different answer for you. I have zero thought that they're going to make any sort of a move at the trade deadline to add any salary to this, to lock themselves in long-term to anybody, to give up on any of the people that they have down there in the minors. I mean, I know that, what, Chase DeLauder had another good day yesterday in Columbus, and I texted Owen sarcastically to some level, but I was honest about it. I go, bring him up before he gets hurt again. Let's see what anybody he's got else? Before he let's give me a taste of what By he's got way, before he gets hurt again.
Quick aside, I swear to God, maybe it's just a couple of obsessed texting threads I'm on. I'm getting more texts about them in the minors than I am about the big league club. And the big league club's doing fine. They're probably outperforming what they really are.
They're doing fine, but you don't feel like there's a future with a lot of those guys.
That's so what it is. That is so true.
You are going through this moment where there's a couple of guys, if you go through the lineup, you're going, okay, that guy's a Guardian. He's going to be a Guardian for the next few years at least. But when you look at where the rest of some of these guys are, it just feels like a bunch of Ernie Clements that are placeholders for when you get your next guy up.
Well,
like,
we can't wait. Know Santana's not going to be in the
he's 39 years old, long term.
And even Jose, amazing. But, and it's tough to think about, he'll be 33 by the end of the season.
And as you want to go,
you know he's not a part of the future.
And with his contract, I got to get guys that are going to be able to protect him and make his job easier. Because eventually, he's not going to just be able to tear it up in the baseball.
You don't want to end up like how Miguel Cabrera ended in Detroit,
yeah.
Where it was, hey, here's Miguel, and also we're going to lose.
And that's
we're
all, yeah.
Lose today. It's
and that's
bad,
all it was.
But here's the guy that hit well for you for years.
Yeah, and right now, like that plan, it sucked for the Tigers for a few years there. It's working out now. They replenished. They're really good. They tried to help themselves out through free agency. I know that some of that's been a mix. They've tried to help themselves out, and it looks like a nice blueprint for some teams. For us, again, I don't know if you can afford to just go and win 59, 60 games in a season and still be all right. Like, I always think that people are waiting for the other shoe to drop, especially with the ownership group. Sorry, that's just the truth of what it is. And so they're looking for reasons to look away from because they don't want to get their hopes up. Because I think over the last couple of years, or certainly over the last decade plus, they're a consistent team, but they've also consistently got your hopes up to some degree. And I think people get mad about something like that. I think they either want to go, okay, we're building for something for the future, or we're trying to win right now instead of the existing. And I think that that's where they're at right now. They are a team that they open up the gates, they dust off the seats, they welcome you in, they put together a good show, they're going to hopefully win more than they lose. But other than that, to be actually competitive, as of right now, with where their constraints are at, I hate to say it, I think we're asking too much. Whereas the two other teams in town, whether it be for good things, like what the Cavs have done, whether it be for bad things, like the Browns have made plenty of mistakes. When they see a chance to pounce, they try. And this team, because of what it is, they can't do it.
Does Lima like? Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Chummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like? No like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
All right, extended, lengthy weekend. Obviously, plenty of sports going on. So, unfortunately,
Lima no likes.
Yeah, the Cavaliers were supposed to be around for this weekend. They were not, but they did mop up
Lima likes
with their awards, their end of season awards. Donovan Mitchell, first team. Evan Mobley, second team. We already knew about Defensive Player of the Year for Evan Mobley. Kenny Atkinson, Coach of the Year. And as I'm watching all of these games and I'm trying to find solutions, why did this happen to the Cavs? Why did a team like a Pacers, who each and every game the Cavs were favored to win in every single one of those games, and the Pacers, who finally had a setback, finally had a blown lead of their own, I find myself not really coming up with concrete answers as to where we're at, other than, yeah, it kind of sucks. To quote Ken Carman, sucks to be us. Right now, as we're sitting here,
I always say sucks to be you. I don't like saying
yeah.
Sucks to be us.
Does it, first of all, were you able to find any kind of joy in those end of season awards as a regular season accomplishment?
It makes me feel worse. And watching the Pacers and Knicks play each other makes me feel even worse than I was before about where the Cavs are. I see two teams decking each other every single chance they get, and we're just collecting individual awards of the season that was a massive disappointment. So it just feels like a bunch of stuff that it's almost like, yeah, you guys are great individual players, but together when it's really testing you, nah, you can't do it.
Do you think there is some sentiment that as Clevelanders, while we try to relish some successes in years that we don't win titles, because again, 99.9% of the time you're not going to win a title, and we've only got one to show for it here, is there any way to counterbalance the misery at the end of the seasons where you're a good team, but you don't go as...
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years, guaranteed, on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
As far as you want to, but hey, we had a lot of memories along the way.
Not until
a lot of good times.
Not until 5-10 years from now, when they're all gone, and we have started anew. But as of right now, no, you've only got to the second round of the playoffs. If you were an expansion franchise and we just went to the second round of the playoffs, then maybe. But I mean, there's 50 years of history there. There's a championship in there. There's guys whose numbers hang in the rafters, some controversially, as Lyman will specify. But there's numbers that hang in the rafters. There's numbers that are to be hung in the rafters. Hanged or hunged in the rafters? Hung. Not hunged. It ain't hunged. Hung in the rafters?
Yeah, just a G.
Sure. Yeah. Not hanged in the rafters? Yeah, whatever.
Why would you hang them?
Well, if I said they're going to hang Owen, and then after he's hung, they don't say he's hung. They say he was hanged.
Yeah.
So... either way, they're up in the rafters.
Hung man.
There was the Scorpion Death Drop in the rafters.
Not to be confused with John Hamm. They also say was a hunged man.
Hamm and Bubbly. It's been a long, great history, and this is a disappointment. There we go. That's right. A way to put finishing touches on that one.
That's
Lord.
I think that works. I will say one thing that is forever done, I think, in NBA games, at least for me.
Lima no like.
Live tweeting NBA games.
Now, why is that?
What is the point? What is the point of ever having big opinions during an NBA game when we're seeing now in the playoffs 20-point leads? Like, old me would have been sitting there going, this is why we're not good enough, or this is why I told you we'd win. What is the point? We've had five of these games, five
game
or
two
six
against the Pacers.
Games.
I felt really confident about a tweet with 50 something seconds to go, and then they lost.
Ferrara put Albert Breer on blast because he was live tweeting during the game the other night, and they came back from that deficit because it was basically like au revoir, Knicks.
Yeah, your
and Jerry Ferrara was like, oh, it's your first Knicks game you've ever seen. It's like, ooh.
But it's funny.
Ooh.
It's not even just the Knicks. It's everybody. Everybody is good to blow a 20-point lead because of the three-point shooting variance, the pace of play, even in the playoffs where it slows down. It still is obviously not slowed down enough.
The lane violations that don't get called ever.
That's for sure. And also, if you really think about it, if any of these NBA games went another, what would you say the time would be? If I put 10 seconds longer on every NBA game, how many of the outcomes would change? Feels like half of them.
A ton of them, because there'd be at least five more points scored total in the game.
We would have won game two. I think we would have won game two.
Yes, and if you had another 5 seconds on, might have lost it again.
I probably lost game two.
So we're so critically analyzing all this stuff, and for what purpose? Speaking of critically analyzing, I think I'm done with
Lima no lies.
The Aaron Rodgers sweepstakes. Can we even call it that? Apparently, Aaron Rodgers shed some light again on what might be going down.
On X.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know. I'm not sure. Gotta check it out.
Are you speaking in code?
I love Chicago, though. Way more than they love me. It's been a great relationship. All one way.
That was weird. Yeah, they do play the Bears coming up on November 23rd.
It's exhausting.
At Chicago, 1 p.m.
It's honestly exhausting. And
Steelers.
I'm sure, what, do they have OTAs? pretty soon?
Yeah.
Is Aaron just skipping?
We're OTAing this week, right?
Well, because it worked out so well for Aaron the last few times he skipped OTAs.
I did not hear that audio before.
He's just not going to do it?
Didn't even know it existed until someone said it.
There was an article on CBS from yesterday, CBS Sports from yesterday, that he'd be open to retiring as a Packer. That's the last thing I ever saw about Aaron Rodgers. I did not know about this audio. I apologize. I did not know about that.
I did watch, and Mason
watched.
My boy Mason, 15
two
months.
Lima's likes.
Trying to see if he's getting into the race car driving. Oh. We watched the Indy 500.
Watched all three. Happy to tell you.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you. Where
1500.
First of all, where is the Indy 500 in the year 2025? It is in Indy. Right. We've got one of these answer correctly.
I think there's
already
been a resurgence. It was their first sellout they've had in 9 years.
That. So where have been
that
the sellouts?
That place holds like 450,000 people. It is a big, big, big thing.
It has that many people?
It's so big, yes.
Okay.
I think because it kind of got out that it's a giant party. Like, I thought it was a little bit more buttoned up than what it was. And then people are like, oh, no, Kenny, look at the old stuff. I went and looked, because I'm like that. I went up and looked old YouTube footage up from, like, WISH.
Was there a Ray Hall involved?
Bobby Ray Hall did win it in 89. I saw Danny Sullivan.
Is there an Emerson Fittipaldi?
Danny Sullivan's still looking good. The spin in the wind from 1985 still looking good. Emerson Fittipaldi win?
I'm just trying to think of names from my youth.
Al Unser Jr.,
Michael
Andretti, Mario Andretti.
The Andretti's, of course, the flying Andretti's.
It was always a big thing whether or not he was going to be able to get off the Schneid and win the Indianapolis 500, because his legendary father had won the Indianapolis 500.
The fastest cars that exist, or is that
I would imagine F1 is faster, but that is certainly disputed.
But those are road courses. On the actual oval is where you're going to see them the fastest.
Got a hot racing take here. I think the F1 cars are now too big for Monaco.
They can't be the fastest car, because I saw a semi-truck with four jet engines at the airport during an air show.
If you ever saw, did you ever see the documentary Senna?
No.
It's very good.
Centipede?
Centipede.
Ayrton Senna died as a race car driver. And they were basically, F1 was like a glorified go-kart back in the day. So it was small and you could get around. Now it's all qualifying. Like, you can't pass anybody. And honestly, a car looks like it's almost too big for the streets of Monaco.
Okay.
But they had the Monaco Grand Prix in the morning, and then the Grand Prix of Monaco. And then you have the Indianapolis 500 midday. And then Kyle Larson, he tried to do the 1,100 miles and it didn't go well for him. He wrecked during the Indianapolis 500.
Miles.
And then he ended up, forget where he finished in the Coke 600. All I know is that Ross Chastain won.
They also booed Tom Brady at the Indy 500. Final note. You know what? I'm giving the thumbs up.
Lima likes.
You know what? I've seen a lot of criticism of Cleveland's own, Shaker Heights' own, MGK. And I have to say, I think he pulled it off. He pulled off a song parody. He's doing Weird Al now. We already knew MGK migrated to more pop music just to show his range. Did you see the music video, Kenny?
I saw it. I go, what the hell is he doing?
He looks like he's in a boy band.
He's singing into a broom handle way too much.
He's dancing. He's twirling.
He makes heart hands.
I think that this is a take on stereotypical cliches of music.
So he's getting trashed.
At least I hope it is.
One household on this show, he's getting trashed. It's mine.
I imagine.
The kids don't like it?
No, Owen.
What about the kids?
And I think...
Who cares about that?
I think you're playing in to exactly what he wanted to do with the audience. He wanted to reel you in. He is such...
When I was a kid, MGK was a wild boy, all right?
Yes. Those pop-up...
That is not it.
What was it called? What did he used to do? He used to ambush... No, when he had everybody at the malls.
EST Fest and all.
What did they call that?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Something that I don't remember.
Would they start dancing out of nowhere? Yep. Yeah, I forget the hell that was.
Blitzkriegs.
Okay. That was not it, no.
Oh. This seems to me to be very calculated.
What was it?
And it seems like he's always been a risk taker.
Flash mob! It was flash mob. Yes. That's it.
Yes, but there'd be arrests at his flash mob.
It was close.
Yeah, there would.
So, where do you come out on this, Kenny? Do you think this is all part of the plan? He intentionally made it look like he was exactly what his fans would hate and despise.
Now, if he flash mobs with this, I'll be back on board.
I will tell you.
If you can get 300 guys singing into broomsticks, let's do it.
I will tell you later next hour what my thoughts are on this.
Okay.
And that
we need
is,
more of a deep dive.
And that is, Lime. Oh, I think we do.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.